You get old enough, you remember a reason why everybody wants to whack you. You believe them all. But you know somebody's gotta be lying. Or maybe they're all lying. When you can't see the angles no more, you in trouble, baby. You in trouble.
This is a preview of Now Playing's bonus review of Carlito's Way.
Oh, Carlito! I heard of you, man. You used to run smack with Rolando, right?
Little bit, yeah.
Little bit? Little bit, that's a good one. I hear you guys really fucking kings, man.
Our spring 2018 donation drive is currently underway, and Arnie, Stewart, and Jacob are reviewing 11 movies where Al Pacino plays cops and mobsters.
You think you're big time? You're gonna fucking die, big time!
You can hear these reviews by donating to Now Playing.
You said they were friends, Guayo, but they ain't no friends in this shit business.
It's your support that keeps Now Playing operating and putting out new shows without missing a single episode in over 7 years. That's over 400 weeks with a new free show every single Tuesday.
I have to do this. I'm asking for your help.
Find out details how to hear this full episode at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
And I'm talking serious numbers.
Would you testify to that?
Absolutely.
This week, donors of $25 or more will get this week's Carlito's Way podcast.
You know me?
Yeah, I know you, man. You Carlito Pigante motherfucker to the max is who you are.
Here's a preview of that show.
Here's to you.
Realize.
This podcast preview may contain harsh language and plot spoilers.
What the fuck are you trying to tell me?
Listener discretion is advised.
You ready? Here comes the pain!
They are both intense actors, but in startlingly different ways. Sean Penn, to me, is a pressure cooker of internalized... He never goes huge. Even when he does really bad things like Casualties of War, where he's supposed to... There's always a simmering anger with him, whereas Al Pacino's an anger that's boiled over.
Yeah, Pacino, just talking about this film, he goes big, and it's just Pacino big. Yeah, it's explosive, it's all over the place. Penn, I feel like he's going just as big. Again, with that hairdo and everything he's doing here, he's just a different kind of actor. Yeah, maybe it's more internal. He's chewing scenery just as much. It's just a different way he chews it. His mouth... I guess, shut as he chews it.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. And I think he just has the more interesting story. Carlito's story is rote. Okay, so he got out of jail. He's lucky to be there. He goes back to the old neighborhood. And surprise, surprise, every time he thinks he's out, they pull him back in. It starts with his cousin, who is going to just say, come along with me. I've just started to be a delivery boy, and I've got to make this $30,000 drug buy at this barber shop. It'll be really easy. We all know this is coming right around the same time in Scarface that they were going to the guy that had the chainsaw and do that job. We know something terrible is going to happen when they're strutting into this barbershop.
I knew nothing about this movie. I don't think I'd even remembered a trailer when I started watching. So I'm going to give De Palma some huge credit here because since it's part of the Pacino gangsters, I think he... Despite saying he's going to go straight, there's no way he's going to go straight. Otherwise, we wouldn't be covering it.
Yeah.
So when he's going to this, I don't know it's going to go bad. But De Palma holds that note. And there is such attention to that scene. And the way Pacino plays it and just the subtle looks he gives. And again, I don't usually equate Pacino with subtle, but he gives these subtle looks. He tests them. He's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom just to see what they'll do. And then when he's setting up the pool shot and his cousin's over there, it's obviously a scam. Oh, go deeper in this freezer. Keep looking for beer.
Yeah, you're saying you're wondering what's going to happen. I know something wrong is going to happen. I mean, the second Pacino glances at that door and sees it just a little bit ajar, it calls it out, but I'm surprised, Stuart, that this is De Palma doing Oscar bait, because this scene especially is Scarface light. Those red walls with the American flag, just visually very appealing. The way he plays that note and holds that tension. Yeah, like you said, Artie, setting up the pool shot. I know something's going to go wrong, but this buildup is holding my attention.
And yet, at the same time, once the violence does come, it's definitely not a lot of gore. This movie feels heavily censored. I'm going to bet that there's probably a lot of stuff that just ended up on the cutting room floor, because the cousin gets his throat slit, and I don't know if I saw much blood at all.
No, there isn't much blood. But again, the time this came out, the MPAA was really killing all horror films and all types of blood. It was a time when films felt really puritanical versus some of the outrageousness we'd had in the 80s.
Maybe in the slasher genre, but Goodfellas had just come out a couple years before, and I definitely think that's part of the ending. God damn it, Scorsese stole my shit. I do that same stuff in Scarface, and they say I'm a hack, and he does it in Goodfellas, and he gets Oscar nomination. So this feels like I'll just do it a little bit less, and maybe it will not offend some of those Oscar voters. And I don't know. Yeah, the scene is long and the tension, the buildup is good, but then it just dissipates. We have the poster for the movie, is Pacino in the bathroom waiting. I'm going to pounce out. Get here comes the pain. And like the room's empty. Nobody cares.
I love, though, the fact that in The Godfather, he goes to the bathroom, gets a gun, and comes out and shoots someone. Here, he shoots a bunch of people, then runs into the bathroom. I got a bit of a backwards vibe on that.
If you'd like to hear this entire episode, it's available to listeners who donate by August 31st, 2018.
He saved my life, Gail!
So now you have to pay him with it?
This series is available along with retrospectives on The Godfather, Assault on Precinct 13, Jurassic World, Jaws, Deep Blue Sea, plus the Al Pacino Cops and Al Pacino Mobsters series. The more you donate, the more bonus podcasts you get to hear.
You put me in business, baby.
If you enjoy the show we do week after week, help keep us on the air. You can find a link to pledge by clicking the banner at the top of our website, nowplayingpodcast.com, or go to nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
The guy over there says you don't have to pay.
My place now, new rules. Everybody pays, okay?
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
That was some line of crap you handed him in there.
Hey, that was no line of crap, man. I meant every word I said.
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with the motion pictures reviewed or otherwise referred to herein. All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of the respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review and no infringement is intended.
I want to thank you, sir, for making the tapes in an illegal fashion.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of Venganza Media Incorporated and may not be used without the expressed written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved. Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
And I want to thank Almighty God, without whom no case gets tossed.
Ain't no hard feelings, Carlito.
No.
But I gotta think about my future, too.
Josh.
You know, it beats that way sometimes, Papi. Come on, let's go.
Nah, you stay here.